Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Believing that Der Teufel, the brilliant half-mad Nazi scientist, had been killed, and that the piece of kryptonite which robs him of his strength had been destroyed, Superman relaxed, thinking he was out of danger. But as we know, Teufel is in Metropolis with a young American-educated German named Henry Miller, whom he has transformed into what he calls an Atom Man, able to destroy anything in his path. Learning that Clark Kent and Superman had both become dazed in Miller's presence, Teufel reached the startling conclusion that Kent and Superman were one and the same person. To test his theory, Teufel treated Miller's vest with a tincture of lead and explained to him,
"This vest will prevent the emanations of the kryptonite in your blood from escaping. If Kent is not affected when you wear the vest in his presence, but is affected when you are not wearing the vest, then we will know he is Superman."
As we continue now, we find the slim, blonde Atom Man wearing the leaded vest at the Daily Planet, where he is talking with Clark Kent in the latter's office. Listen.
"I heard that Mr. White changed his mind about firing you, Mr. Kent. I guess that means I'm through, huh?"
"Oh, no, not at all, Miller, no. We can use another reporter, and the chief thinks you make a good one."
"Well, that's a relief. I know I'm no great shakes, but you're one of the best reporters in the country, and here I was, Mr. Nobody, taking over your office and expected to fit your shoes. Believe me, I'm tickled pink to see you back."
"Well, thanks. Come on, we'll find your desk out in the city room."
"Swell.
Oh, let's see. Well, there's a vacant desk next to Jim Olson's. How does that strike you?"
"Couldn't be better. I like Jim."
"Oh, he's a grand youngster. Got the makings of a first-class reporter, too." I ought to warn you, though. Jim can ask more questions per minute than any six other humans."
"I'm used to that. I've got two kid brothers."
"Oh, that's
They're pretty good on the question stuff, too."
"They live here in Metropolis with you?"
"No, they're out in California with my mother."
"Oh.
They're another reason I'm glad I'm holding the job. Those kids use up a lot of shoe leather."
"Yeah, I bet they do. Ah, here we are.
Say, this looks okay.
You'll probably find a lot of accumulated junk in this desk. If you do, just dump it in the basket, huh?"
"Okay, thanks loads, Ken."
"Not a bit.
By the way, I wonder if I could ask you a favor."
"Of course. What is it?"
"Well, I've never worked on a big paper like this, and naturally I'm anxious to make good. Would you mind if I came to you for advice now and then?"
"Why, certainly not. Pop in any time."
"Thanks again, Ken. I really..."
"Hi, Mr. Kent.
Hi.
Hello, Jim. I'm going to be your neighbor."
"Oh, that's swell, Mr. Miller."
"Look, let's drop the Mr. Miller stuff. Everybody calls me Hank."
"Okay, Hank it is."
"Well, I'd better dump my coat in the locker and get to work. Thanks for everything. I'll see you later."
"Okay."
"You know, he seems like a pretty nice guy, Mr. Kent."
"Yes, he does. Acted very decently about being moved out of my office. He..." "Oh, good morning, Lois."
"Hi, Miss Lane."
"Good morning, Clark. Jim, listen, what does I hear about Der Teufel being killed?"
"Well, that's right, in Germany. And the piece of kryptonite he stole was blown up with him."
"Well, I hate to say it, but it's a good thing. Teufel was as bad as they come. Well, now you can stop worrying about Superman, Clark."
"You're telling me. Well, I gotta get to work. See you later, Jim."
"You bet, Mr. Kent.
Now that you're back on the job, what happens to Henry Miller?"
"Oh, he stays on. He's taking the desk next to Jim's."
"That's good. The poor fellow was right in the middle."
"Yes, and he needed the job. Supports a mother and two brothers."
"Oh, is that so?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Well, I'll see you later."
"Incidentally, Miss Lane, you and I have a little matter to discuss."
"Oh, have we?"
"Yes, have we? It concerns my having been dragged off to that rest farm."
"Oh, that."
"That, yes.
Yes, well, can't we forget it, Clark?"
"It's a little hard to forget the barred windows."
I just thought I was doing the right thing, honestly, Clark."
All right, we'll forget it. How about lunch?"
"Well, pick me up at noon, will you?"
"Right."
Entering his office, Clark Kent closes the door behind him. A few minutes later, Henry Miller, having removed his lead-treated vest and placed it in his locker, returns to the city room and walks past Jimmy Olsen.
"Hey, Hank, this is your desk."
"Yeah, I know. I just remembered something I wanted to ask Kent about. I'll be back soon, Jim."
"Oh, okay."
"Kent wasn't affected by the kryptonite while I was wearing my vest. Now we'll see what happens when I'm not wearing the vest."
"Come in."
"Are you very busy, Mr. Kent?"
"No, not at all. Come in."
"Thanks.
Now, what's on your mind, Miller?"
"Mr. White asked me yesterday to do a story on the candidate for mayor for the Sunday Sheaf. I was wondering how long to make it."
"How long?"
Yes, I suppose we use a lot of photographs and... What's the matter, Mr. Kent?
Matter?
Yeah, you're looking at me so strangely and you're very pale. Is something wrong?
I don't know. I feel so... So...
So what?
So weak. As if all my strength were leaving me.
Good gosh, can I do something?
I can't understand. Get me some water, please.
Sure, of course. Then don't try to move, Kent.
Kent.
Jim! Miss Lane, something happened to Mr. Kent.
What? What is it?
I don't know. Get him a glass of water. Hurry, he's pale as a ghost. Where's Miss Lane? Miss Lane! Miss Lane!
As Jimmy rushes for a glass of water and Lois dashes from her office, Henry Miller hurries to the locker room where he once more dons his lead-treated vest. Then he returns to Kent's office where Jimmy and Lois are hovering anxiously around Kent's chair.
How do you feel now, Clark?
Drink some more water, Mr. Kent.
I'll be all right.
How is he, Miss Lane?
I don't know. You were here when it happened, weren't you, Mr. Miller?
Yes, we were talking, and all of a sudden he turned pale and said he felt weak.
Well, jeepers, the same thing happened to him yesterday.
I can't understand it. It's just like when the kryptonite...
The kryptonite?
Oh, but there isn't any here. I know there isn't.
What does he mean?
He's becoming irrational again. Just like he did yesterday, he gets illusions that Superman is in danger. Listen, Jim, you better call a doctor.
Okay, I'll call Doc Jennings. You better get the chief, Miss Lane.
He's out of the office. Oh, dear, Superman should have left him at the rest farm. He's losing his mind. I know he is.
I'm sure it is. It isn't anything so serious, Miss Lane. How do you feel now, Mr. Kent?
Oh, much better, thanks, Miller. Sorry to have been so much trouble.
You are feeling better, Clark?
Oh, sure.
I'm sure?
Okay. Positive. I'm perfectly all right now.
He isn't?
I can't understand what happened to me.
Have you been examined by a doctor lately?
Why, yes. I'm in perfect shape.
Never mind. We can't wait that long.
Dr. Jennings is out on a case, Miss Lane. He won't be available for a couple of hours.
I don't need a doctor, Jim. I feel fine.
Now, look here, Clark Kent. You are going to be examined by a physician, and that's all there is to that.
Well, I think Miss Lane is right, Mr. Kent.
I certainly am right. Now,
all
look...
All right. I know that look in your eye, Lois. I'll go see my own doctor.
Good. Get your hat and come on. You too, Jim.
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't need a bodyguard.
Jim and I are going with you, Clark, to make sure that you don't change your mind. Now,
okay.
Come on. Come along now. Well, if Mr. White gets back before we do, will you tell him what happened, Mr. Miller?
Yeah, all right, Miss Lane. I hope you'll be all right, Mr. Kent.
I'm all right now. Be back soon.
So long, Hank.
So long, Jim.
They're gone. 7-0-3-7-9. It worked. Kent was affected again. He must be.
Hello?
Teufel, this is Miller. Listen.
No names, you fool.
I'm sorry, but listen, you were right. He is the man you thought, the one we want.
Ah, you are positive?
Yes. When I wore the vest, he wasn't affected. But when I took it off, he became dazed and almost collapsed, just like he did yesterday.
Good. Sehr gut. That makes it much simpler. How are you getting along with him?
Fine. I'm sure that he likes me. And trusts me. So does Jim Olson.
I said no names. Now listen to me. The young one you just mentioned. The other one is very fond of him. If we can find a way of getting the young one to the beach house...
I don't know how I can do that.
A story.
A what?
The promise of a big newspaper story. You are a reporter, are you not? Now listen closely. This is what you are to do. You will go to your editor and tell him that you received
a telegram. Now that Clark Kent and Superman are one and the same person, the Teufel gives the Atom Man final instructions. We'll return in a moment to learn what happens. But right now, here's a word from your announcer.
You know, one of the gang said the other day, he can't figure out which is the most fun when Mom brings home some Kellogg's Pep, eating big heaping bowls full of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, or finding out which prize is in the package. Those brand new comic buttons are sure making a big hit. First off, those pictures of your favorite Funny Sheet characters are so lifelike that, well, they look almost as if they could talk, like Smiling Jack and Moon Mullins and Harold Teen, and Superman, of course, who couldn't leave him out. And then there's the fun of collecting all 18 buttons, swapping duplicates with your friends, and rounding out your whole collection. So how about asking Mom to get you a package or two of Kellogg's Pep tomorrow? That's the only way you can get these dazzling new comic buttons. You don't buy them, and you don't spend in any money, not even a box stop. They're exclusive prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Inside every package, there's one of these exciting new comic buttons or a military insignia or warplane button. So tell your mother you'd like plenty of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
It is just an hour since Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane accompanied Clark Kent to a doctor, and Henry Miller, the Atom Man, received final instructions from Der Teufel. Now, as Jimmy returns to the Daily Planet City room, Miller hails him.
What's with Mr. Kent, Jim?
Huh? Oh, the doctor couldn't find a thing wrong with him. He figured he might have eaten something that didn't agree with him. He made him promise to stay home and rest till tomorrow.
I'm glad it's nothing serious. Well, let's go.
Huh? Go where?
Oh, I didn't tell you, did I? I got a tip on a big story after you left, and Mr. White said I could take you along. Come on, we got to rush.
Oh, a big story? What is it?
I'll tell you on the way. I've got a car waiting. I didn't want to go without you.
Well, gee, that's awful nice of you, Hank.
You and Mr. Kent have been swell to me, and I appreciate it. Also, this is a pretty long ride, and I like company. Especially your company, Jim.
Oh, gee whiz, thanks.
Unaware that his companion is the deadly Atom Man, Jimmy Olsen follows Henry Miller from the Daily Planet. Where is Miller taking the boy reporter? And what is the trap now being set for Superman? Der Teufel's carefully laid plans are rushing to a startling climax, and tomorrow the Atom Man and Superman meet face to face in a battle to the death. So don't miss tomorrow's tense, exciting episode, no matter what happens. It's the moment we've all been waiting for. Tune in, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.